This is KVNF's Jody Peterson with some news updates. More and more people seem to be heading out into the backcountry to ski, hike, and mountain bike for recreation and stress relief. However, the Colorado Avalanche Information Center reminds people that avalanche danger across the western slope is still considered moderate due to recent storms, and they remind people to recreate responsibly. Please be sure to follow social distancing requirements and avoid taking risky actions that could pull emergency service workers and community health providers away from battling COVID-19. Please respect all state, county, and local health and travel orders when considering backcountry recreation. There's been a huge spike in requests for background checks for firearm transfers, and the Colorado Bureau of Investigation is reporting extended wait times for these important public safety checks. Nearly 13,000 background check requests were received last week, compared to 6,500 during the same time frame last year. Background checks are now taking about 6 days, which exceeds the federal requirement of 3 business days. The CBI, though, strongly encourages firearms dealers to hold firearms until these background checks can be completed. Delta County volunteers are helping with the shortage of masks for healthcare workers. The volunteer stitchers aim to make at least 1,000 masks for the hospital and more for senior care facilities, EMS, and first responders. Delta County Memorial Hospital has a Facebook page called Masks for Delta County with the 2 preferred patterns for masks, and you can sign up there if you'd like to help. The town of Paonia is suspending utility disconnects, waiving late fees, and giving credits for town utility account payments made online through April 30th. The decision is intended to help residents during the COVID-19 crisis. And a North Fork Valley tradition has been canceled this year. The 17th annual Hotchkiss Sheep Camp Stock Dog Trials, scheduled for Mother's Day weekend, will not take place. The United States Border Collie Handler Association has withdrawn sanctioning of all sheepdog and cattle dog trials through mid-May. Connect for Health Colorado has opened up a special enrollment period for Coloradans who are uninsured or about to lose coverage due to COVID-19. Residents must enroll by Friday, April 3rd, to receive coverage. Sign up to Connect for Health Colorado at connectforhealthco.com. This is KVNF News.